LSLP Micro Paper 2, Superdiversity. Defining the term, superdiversity expands the comprehension about multiculturalism and diversity in a high-speed evolving society thanks, for the most part, to the globalization process. Accelerated migrations and long-range communication systems have modified the paradigm status of migrants in different parts of the world. These new forms of migration have paving the way for superdiverse communities, where geography is no longer the deciding factor to understand societies and communities. In that sense, superdiversity goes beyond the original idea of multiculturalism. According to multiculturalism, migrant groups would form small minority communities in their receiving country as part of the integration process. Instead, superdiversity calls for actual reintegration of different cultures inhabiting the same social spaces, thus creating intertwining relations between those different cultures and the one already present in their host environment. Connecting it to LSLP. This term has become particularly relevant to our two research projects. On the one hand, the idea of superdiversity is relevant for our video games project, since a great deal of our fieldwork takes place inside digital spaces, where national and cultural borders are no longer a limitation to develop communities. In the case of the City Literacies project, our ongoing research has started identifying features of superdiverse communities inside our local ones. While we are still exploring this issue, especially in the second phase of our project, we find the implications of using this concept, even for a city traditionally defined as isolated, as is the case of Medellin, highly relevant to understand the recent increase in international migrations and the effect of such exchanges in both local and foreign cultures. Expanding second language research. Superdiversity is becoming widely accepted as one of the key concepts, leading the transition to a new educational paradigm. Different branches of linguistics and language studies are exploring this concept, and how we can translate it into a more accurate response to curriculum and communicative needs within the classroom. Nevertheless, the concept is not only useful in the academic field. Further research in second language studies, for example, might contribute to a better understanding of the globalized community dynamics and adapt the findings to policies or actions that could benefit the world community.